Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
Back here on Rutherford Issues, 10:35. It's been a busy, frantic week at the state capitol in Nashville as everyone gets back to business. State Representative Mike Sparks joins us, and every few Thursdays or so we do a show together. But this week, because of the schedule in Nashville, Mike is going to join us by phone here to kind of get us updated on what's going on. Opening week, Mike, I guess, is just like taking care of business and putting different people in different places, and some of it's ceremonial, I guess, too.
It is. We just got through with that, and I appreciate Speaker Harwell's appointment to Vice Chairman of Transportation. That was a real honor for me and local government committee. Which my county commission experience and planning experience, I think, will help me with that. But it's just a real honor, and I think everyone should be happy with their appointments by the speaker.
The state constitutional officers this week were actually put back into their certain offices, and that's one of the things that I guess the legislature has to do every time they reconvene.
Yeah, it is. We just voted on that the other day, and congratulations to Trey Hargett and David Lillard and Justin Wilson. Justin Wilson and Trey both have been out to Rutherford County with me on a couple of occasions and seen the science building, and just some effective leaders. And I think Trey had some influence on that decision with that MTSU science build, no doubt.
Mike, you were appointed to committees today as well, Transportation and Local Government Committee. Now, refresh my memory, but were you not on Transportation last year as well?
I was on Transportation the past 2 years, and I really wanted to stay on that. I mean, you know, Jefferson Pike and north end of the county has been a big issue for me, as well as the congestion on 24. I mean, I have to suffer through it, as well as Representative Carr and Representative White and Representative Womack have to deal with, you know, and it's just it's getting to be a nightmare. I mean, I sat there from Smyrna Laverne for probably 30 minutes, you know, but I think it'll be a good committee, and you know, it's just a real honor to be able to try to at least make a difference. You know, Jefferson Pike, if those listeners that have traveled that road, they know it's, I say it's the most dangerous road in the Rutherford County, no doubt.
Maybe. And are there some proposed changes to the Jefferson Pike area?
Well, you know, the right-of-way acquisition is supposed to be starting here in the next few months. We had TDOT Chairman Keith Bratcher of the Road Board, and I met out at 231 about maybe a widening that area in front of Dollar General, where it's had several accidents. But Jefferson Pike, you know, the wheels of government turn so slowly, and you know, it's going to happen. It's just a long process. I know Senator Jim Tracy has been very aggressive. In fact, I just seen him, and he said, "Come into my office. We need to talk about some things." But you know, it's very frustrating for me because I want to see things happen. And you know, TDOT's telling me it'll probably be 2015 before they start turning some dirt out there, but that's just the process that we have to deal with. You know, Tennessee, you know, they have that pay as you go, and we have no debt when it comes to our roads, which we have one of the best road systems in the country, no doubt. But it is very frustrating. It's very frustrating also when you see people, you know, lose their life on that road. You know, that I have, and I've talked to the mothers that's lost children on that road.
At least it's on the radar right now.
Well, it is. There's no doubt. If there's a road that's on the radar for sure in the state of Tennessee, it's Jefferson Pike, because you have folks like Nissan, you have folks like Commissioner Jack Black and Will Jordan and others that are pushing for that road, and the county commission that have been very assertive with us on letting their voice be heard with Mayor Burgess' leadership. It's very frustrating. You know, I remember I was out there with Fox 17 about 8 years ago when I was first elected on the county commission, when I'm right there at Mona, where a lady had hit one of the utility poles, and the child unfortunately literally went through the windshield and you know, lost the child's life. And you know, those telephone poles, you know, try to get them moved. It's just so, government just really gets you really frustrated sometimes because it takes so long to get it done. But TDOT did put some safety improvements, some lights out there for us, and I'm gonna push all I can to try to at least get that center turning lane in, you know, in the next couple of years, because they're telling me, look, all that's going to come out, we widen this road. I'm like, look, it's going to be years before you get out there, and something's got to be done now, because there was another fatality out there, if I'm not mistaken, about 6 weeks ago or 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just unfortunate, but that's just what we live with. I mean, yeah. You know, we do have a good system, and not trying to be critical, but our voices do need to be heard.
Well, I remember even back before there was a traffic signal there, and that intersection was, you know, didn't have the business growth that was there, but there was still a market and Walter Hill School, because that's where I went to elementary school, and it was Principal Butch Campbell who really went to state representative or state senator at that time, Andy Womack, to try to get that thing, get a traffic signal there just to, yeah, to keep people from running a four-way stop. So growth, as we see growth, I guess my point about this is, as we see growth, things, it's kind of hard to see where this growth is going to come. And when it does, then, yeah, we're kind of playing catch up. And I think so. That's what we're doing in that area.
Well, we are, and a lot of folks, I mean, you know, you always kid me about being a lot younger than me, but you may not remember, Brian, but I can remember when it was hard to find a job in Rutherford County. You had to travel to Nashville to work, you know, and but there's a lot of employment opportunities out there in Smyrna now. So there's some trade-offs with growth. Sometimes I get a little frustrated, but you know, we have some smart growth, like Bob Spivey would always push for when he was mayor of Smyrna, is those hotels along where Cracker Barrel is, and all that sales tax revenue and that hotel tax that we obtain in the avenue, you know, with Mayor Bragg. They've had some smart planning to where we can capture those dollars, and we're not having to educate those kids, you know. And education, as you know, is really impacts the local budget and the state budget as well. But you know, I couldn't imagine a better state to live in, to live, work, and play in. But we do have a lot of pressing needs up here to try to work with. But you know, Governor Haslam, he's been to Rutherford County on many occasions. You and I have had him on the radio right there at the YMCA. And these issues in Rutherford County, I can promise you, he knows about them.
State Representative Mike Sparks joining us here today on the program. Mike, one thing that I wanted to ask you about here, too, I'm going to leave the big elephant in the room here for just a moment, but talk about the fact that you all see so many bills in any given year, and I read something about State Representative Harwell was looking to maybe limit the number of bills that were going to be filed from any one particular person or whatnot. What's the details on that?
Well, you know, when I first heard about that, because we just, you know, just got a letter in the mail, and it's like, hey, this is what we're anticipating doing. I was a little worried, because, you know, I mean, let's face it, there's lobbyists, there's people that voices sometimes get heard, you know, because they're pretty influential, you know. That's what where I was a little reluctant. But after I heard her speak about it, she's such an awesome leader, and you know, her speak at MTSU, just she really cares about the people and the state. But what they did, they came back and tweaked it to 15. There was some, you know, Democrats had a couple of issues with it, but you know, we're supposed to be the party of lesser government, more efficient government, more effective government. I don't see why somebody needs to run more than 15 bills, and it levels the playing field, because let's face it, you know, you got a chairman of certain committees that are running more of the bills than lesser, you know, than other folks that aren't chairman, then, you know, it tends to concentrate your power in one area, and I don't think that we need that. Now, a lot of my Tea Party friends, and I've seen that they had some concerns, but, you know, it's kind of ironic, because this is what we talk about, is more efficient government, more smaller government, government more about the people. And you know, but I think with her leadership, everybody seems more comfortable now, and a lot of your local bills that maybe the county commission or the municipalities may send us don't count on that 15. Bridge namings, things like that do count, but I'm comfortable with it, and I think Representative Womack and Carr and White, I believe they're comfortable with it also.
That's another thing that I had written down here that I wanted to ask you. How does it feel not to be the rookie?
Well, you know, I'm still a rookie, Brian. I'll tell you what, it's just, I mean, you know, I'm humbled that people have faith in me. I've learned a lot, and I've probably had to mature a little bit. You know, I've been outspoken, and I've kind of learned that, you know, you really got to work with people, and, you know, I don't always get what I want, but I'd rather get a little of something than a lot of nothing. And you got to work with people to be effective. And I've looked at folks like Jim Tracy and Bill Kittredge and even John Hood, you know, and even, you know, folks like, I've never got a chance to meet him, but Mr. John Bragg, you know, I always heard so many good things about him. Those guys were effective. There's a reason they were effective. They worked with people. They cared about Tennessee. They cared about Rutherford County and the areas they represented. So, but it really means a lot to me. And the good Lord's opened a lot of doors for me. And that's what I give it the credit to. It's not my political skill. It's not education. It's not my business skills. It's just the good Lord opening a door for me.
I want to talk, and we're speaking with State Representative Mike Sparks, who is in Nashville at the state capitol today. Now that Republicans have a supermajority and all of this, there are lots of bills that seem to be coming up in terms of popularity, vouchers, wine, yes, and grocery stores. But the one that I want to make sure that we have time to talk about is that of guns. And I know you just recently, right, I guess, what, last Saturday, had a Second Amendment rally.
We did, and, you know, before that, you know, about a month ago, I had lunch with Governor Haslam, and he asked me, he said, what do you think is going to be the big issue coming up next session? And this was before the Connecticut unfortunate shooting up there. I said, sir, it's going to be guns, and it's sad because it's going to overshadow all the good things we're trying to do to help small business, to help struggling families, to turn this economy around, because we're not out of the woods yet. You know, I see the unemployment supposed to be 5.3%. Sometimes I don't believe those numbers, Brian, because people, let's face it, people are hurting, and I see where the country's going. I just happened to call that Second Amendment rally and shoot, because this is my third shoot. I kind of feel like it was the hand of Providence for giving me that maybe discernment to name it that. We had probably the biggest political gathering and I mean, I may dare say the history of Rutherford County there with about 400 folks. And it was Democrats, Republicans. It was, I had county commissioners there. I had African-Americans there, Republicans there, Tea Party folks there. This is a big issue that's not a Democrat-Republican issue. It's an issue that people are starting to get a little worried about where the federal government's going and their encroachment on our state rights. And, you know, I start to get worried, and I try not to be. I try to rationalize and keep my cool. But then you start seeing somebody like Vice President Joe Biden's comments of the day, and you start seeing these things, and no wonder people are starting to get upset, where they feel that the balance of power is being concentrated in D.C. And let's face it, everything about D.C. is broke. Everything. Name it. It's broke, Brian. And I know we need the federal government to help try to solve some problems, but they can't take care of themselves. How are they going to help take care of Tennessee? And that's not just to talk, try to be political. People are getting worried, and I'm getting worried. And, you know, I think if there's a time we need to turn to the Bible and just ask God for the blessing on this country and wisdom, Brian, it's today, because I know, you know, I'm starting to see things that I'm not comfortable with, and I don't like to be like that.
Mike, in the aftermath of the school massacre in Connecticut, not only has the gun issue been one that, whether guns should be sold, period, or not, but on the other side of that, it has been what do we do to protect our kids in schools? And the arming of teachers and principals and whoever with concealed weapons, if they are properly trained, has been one of those things that has been mentioned. Do you think that's something that you'll have to consider?
You know, I think what we've got to do is keep level heads and not have a knee-jerk reaction and go start invent legislation. Legislation's not going to solve our problems, Brian. You know, I had seen a quote the other day that Ronald Reagan had mentioned, and he said, all the answers to men's problems are between the covers of the Bible. You know, until we solve these problems of the family, the fatherless rate, the drug problem, we're not going to turn this country around, folks. And if people, maybe they're sitting in their McMansion, you know, somewhere in Murfreesboro or Smyrna, and they think that's not their problem. These drug problems and these social problems are everyone's problems, because I just talked to John Harris with Tennessee Firearms, you know, Association. John's probably the most outspoken person about Second Amendment. He's been on the air with us, you know, we've done a remote down here in downtown. You know, I don't think arming teachers is the answer. I think maybe you look at leveraging your existing manpower at your schools, whether it's a principal, whether it's a coach, maybe it is a teacher, you know. But we cannot afford, there's no way, and I'll debate anybody anywhere if they want to debate these things, we can't afford it. We have our own fiscal cliff going on in Tennessee. The state budget's in good shape, but a lot of these county budgets are getting a little off, and my dad always used a term called cattywampus, and that's what's happening. I got a report right here in front of me that says the counties across the state spent $490 million more than they took in. So they're dipping into the rainy day funds or bonding projects. They're getting over-leveraged. And to go arm every teacher and put cops in all the schools, first of all, we can't afford it. You know, and anybody says we can't afford it, I'll challenge them all. You show me how we're going to afford it. We can't afford it.
Here in Rutherford County, the sheriff held a press conference this week and said it would cost $1.2 million to put an officer or a deputy into each of the county schools, and that looks like something that may happen.
Well, it may. And if they can find the money, then you know, that's their decision. Yeah. And, you know, Sheriff Arnold, I appreciate his efforts. He was at our rally of the day, And you know, Channel 4 interviewed him and I both, and Channel 4 was a little unfair, is what I heard. Fox 17 was very fair to us, though. But I just don't, until we address the issues of the family and the culture and the fatherless rate and the drug problem that I'm saying is epidemic, you know, who's pulling that trigger, Brian? That's what I talked to John Harris. I'm trying to motivate John to get more involved on speaking up about these cultural issues, and everybody seems to forget that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room that no one wants to talk about, because then they start to, oh, well, you're being preachy, you're being intolerant. No, the breakdown of the family has fiscal impacts. Yeah. We can't continue to build bigger jails.
Well, it's what it's going to
continue to hire cops all the time.
What it's going to come down to, though, Mike, is that as a Tennessee lawmaker, you're going to have to decide on expanding, you know, where guns can be carried legally, like schools and on college campuses and things. That will be something that you will have to consider this year, right?
We will, and it's unfortunate, Brian, that we're getting into those discussions. And you know, I've got my carry permit. I mean, I'm not a big gun guy. People may think I am. I'm really not. I think the constituents, they're worried about the Second Amendment. There's no doubt. I hear those voices. I get the emails, but they're also worried about keeping their home. They're also worried about our education. They're also worried about the affordability of a college education. This country, Brian, if we don't turn this around, I know where things are going. I see the numbers, Brian. If we're not careful, we'll be a third world nation in the next 10 to 20 years. And that sounds like a radical statement. Now, the numbers are pointing in that direction. You can't continue to print money and spend money on these problems. And we gripe about President Obama, and I'm guilty of it. And we gripe about federal government. We need to clean our own house up and worry about our own house, because we can't worry about getting reelected every term. And you know, I may not be up here in 2 years because of my positions on things. But you know, if that's what the good Lord wants, then I'm willing to accept it. But you know, it's really getting frightening on where you're seeing this. And I asked Governor Haslam. I said, Governor, where are we going to be in 2 to 5 years? And when you have a governor look me in the eye and tell me, Mike, I don't know, I get worried about those things. Because here's a guy who's a successful business manager, the governor, and he seems to be worried. Then that trickles down to folks like me when I have to represent 65,000 people that it put me up here in office. I get a little concerned.
Mike, I've only got like 2 minutes here, but I did want to ask about, we talked about being more efficient in terms of, you know, that's kind of the Republican stance here, a more efficient government and things of that nature. So why are we again going to hear the wine and grocery stores debate one more time?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to be for that. I never thought I'd side with liquor store owners, you know, because I fought the liquor vote back in Smyrna for 4 years, and 4 years when it keeps coming back up. I don't know. There was about 24 police officers up here the day. Knoxville police chief was up here against it. They're against it. They're afraid of young people getting more access to wine, and that's going to be my reasoning. We've put these rules in place for these liquor store owners. Also, we're going to change the rules after they've invested many, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in their businesses, like I have in Smyrna and several others. You know, I hate to see everything go to Costco's and Walmart's, and that's what we're going to be when the small businesses are losing out and they're going to start closing up, and we're going to see big Walmart's coming in here. That's what's going to take place if we're not careful.
Mike, I appreciate your time here today. I know that you've got a busy time. We're going to catch up with you in the next couple of weeks and figure out a time to get together at the North Rutherford Y here real soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Thanks for WGMS to us for Rutherford County, okay?
All right, my man. Appreciate
it. Take care, man. Bye.
State Representative Mike Sparks joining us here on Rutherford Issues. We will take a quick break and we'll be right back to wrap it all up.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.